In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the second Sunday of the blessed month of Abib, and the passage that we heard today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, and we will stop at one of the verses that was mentioned today, when the Lord said, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. There are certain verses in the New Testament that should get our attention, because the Lord made them conditions. If we do not fulfill, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And this is one of them. And we look at this and we wonder how this can be attained. When the Lord said, unless you are born again from the water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, we understood he meant it about baptism. And we all definitely can do it. We can come to the church in faith and receive the sacrament. When he said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and you drink his blood, you have no life in you. Also, this is something attainable, doable. We come in faith and we believe that the bread and wine change to become the body and the blood of the Lord. We partake of them with thanksgiving and we fulfill what the Lord requested us to do. But how can we do this? How can we go back and become like little children? How to undo the heavy burden that we heard the Lord in the book of Isaiah instruct his people that you have while fasting, you undo the heavy burden. So today we are going to speak about this, undoing what we learned, which is something that when we look at it, our heart faints, but we have hope. So we are going to speak today about 3 points, the challenge, the answer, and the plan. How to be converted and become like little children. What is the challenge? The challenge before all of us to go back into this status of simplicity and purity in heart is what to do with the bad habit that we learned. We have been living for years, and many of us, we acquire certain things. It became like second nature for us. How can we undo this? The second challenge is how to regain purity for a mind that lost it with exposure to impure images and meditating on unclean thoughts. The child did not see and understand what we, the adults, saw and understood, and we stored in our minds and became this place in our minds where it's troubling for us. Not only the unclean thoughts in terms of immorality, but also we learn it to envy and become jealous. We learn it how to hate. We learn it how to lust. And we learn it how to make complicated mathematics and calculations that made us to lose our faith in Christ. All of these things now became this what it is. How can the mind go back into this kind of purity that the children were born as? On it. The third challenge is how would simplicity be restored to a heart that has been exposed to what is evil? We know that children are simple. They see things and they talk with each other. They don't have this kind of complexity. How can we regain this simplicity again? We look at the children and their simplicity and we wonder, Lord, you requested us to become like them. How can this simplicity be restored once more? As part of the challenge, when we speak about repentance, we know that repentance will undo the penalty. We come repenting, knowing that God is going to lift the consequences of our sin in terms of the eternal punishment. But repentance is not going to undo the experience, what we tasted. Every time we taste something sinful, it is engraved in our minds. And repentance, no matter how sincere it is not going to get back us into as if I never knew it before. What we did is what we did, what we learned is what we learned. So what is the answer for these challenges? There are 2 verses in the Bible that maybe when we look at them, this can give us some comfort. The first one is we read it in the book of the Epistle of St. James. When he says about God, that God cannot be tempted by evil. God knows what is evil. And he sees it very well, and he knows what is in the heart of man. But his knowledge is not going to tempt him to do what is evil. So this is the status that we want to learn to be at. We know what's evil, but how can we get into the status of we are not tempted with it? I know because I tasted and I saw and I meditated on evil things, but I am now in a status where there's not anymore something that can push me into doing something against my will. God is simple, and this is something that we are puzzled with. How God, who is with this kind of mind, who knows everything, still have this simplicity and meekness? So this is what we want to learn. We know what we know, but we want to not be tempted with it. The second verse is what we hear in the Gospel of St. Matthew. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So when we look at the verse that we should be converted and become like little children, and we say to ourselves, it's not doable, we have to say it's not doable by us. We cannot undo it on our own, but God who created us, who can get us back into this status. So what is the plan? So we spoke about the challenge, we spoke about the answer, and now coming to the plan. The first step is that we have to come to the status of becoming discontent with the distorted image and the heart that is defiled. The problem of us not changing is because I am happy where I am. I find pleasure in what I learned, in what I acquire to myself. I don't feel like this need to change. And this is the main hindrance. It's not because I cannot do it, it is because I am happy where I am now. I am happy that I'm not a child with all of the simplicity and purity of children anymore. A good example for before all of us that can get comfort when we look at his biography is Saint Moses the Black. We celebrated his feast a couple of weeks ago. This man, he had it all in terms of pleasures, violence. He was a murderer, he was a thief, he was very powerful. He can do whatever, but he was not happy with this. Something was missing, something was calling in his heart, life cannot be just to do whatever I want to do. And because of this, he kept searching for an answer, for a creator who is going to tell him what is right and what is good, what can make him truly happy. Saint Moses, he was able to change and go back into this simplicity of heart because at the beginning, he was not content with where he is. In the same way, also Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, a chief tax collector. He has a lot of money, and also he has power, and he has a rank in the community that make him subject, yes, of people do not like, but still can respect. But Zacchaeus was not content, was not happy with this. He went searching for the Lord Christ, even embarrassing himself, going over a tree in order to see the Lord Jesus. Why did he do what he did? Because he felt discontent. I'm not happy to be like this, to live like that, even if I have it all. So this is the first step in the process of changing and converting and become like little children. This is actually what we can do at the beginning, and then we come to the one who created us. God who created us is the one who can fix the image again. We cannot undo what we learned, but God can do it with us. So when we say God can do things we cannot do, then how can we allow him to do this? When we speak about praying as an answer for everything, for every challenge, people sometimes dismiss this as when we have nothing to do, we pray. Actually, this is true, but we have to believe that prayer is able to change the heart. We have to believe that when we stand before him patiently, he can work on the image and get it back again. The Spirit of God is like a man works with stones to chain them to become to the likeness of the Lord Jesus. Be patient with prayer and endure in it. Stand waiting patiently, asking fervently and with trust that God will change you back into this status of simplicity once more. Pray always and trust that he can do what is beyond your ability and mine. God can do it for us. Believe me, people who changed, they changed because they prayed. They persevered in prayers. they stood for hours and hours and days waiting for God to change their heart again, and it happened. Saint Moses became a saint that now we wish to touch his relics because of prayers, because he trusted that God can change him, and God did. The third step in the plan, discern between what you can and what you cannot do, what is your part and what is God's. In every process to achieve something in terms of our relationship with God, there is always something I can do as a human, and there is something God is going to do. And typically, what we can do is little, and what He's going to do is much. But what is my part, and what is His part? When we do not know the difference, sometimes say, I cannot do it. God is not requesting you do all everything. Do your part. For example, when God asked us that we partake of His body and His blood, how can this happen in the church? We bring a bread and we put it on the altar and we pray. This is our part, baking and praying. And what is His part? He will change the bread to become His body. What we cannot do, cannot even think how it's going to happen, He is going to do it. But imagine that we come from outside, coming to the church, we do not bake the bread and we do not pray. And we come and say, God, we came to partake of your body and your blood. Where is it? In the same way, when God asked the people to move the stone at the tomb of Lazarus, this is your part. Do it, and I will raise the dead. When He asked the people to slay the Passover lamb, do this, and I will deliver you out from the land of Egypt. Always ask yourself, what is my part in the process? Most of the time, we dismiss our part, or we think it's too much to be attained or to be done, and that's why nothing happens. God requested us to do certain things are simple, within our reach. If I say I cannot conquer a sin, understood. But what is my excuse when I say I do not pray? What can I say to Him? I didn't pray because of what? I couldn't stand on my feet? I didn't have time? None of these actually are real reasons. And we fail because our part is not done, and then we say it's too much for us, we cannot do it, it is beyond human ability. God is asking you to do what you can, and He will do what He can. The fourth step in the plan is, and again, the third between discerning, Saint Moses cannot bring him back into the status of being innocent, but he can confess. He can come and say, I am guilty. And in one night, he went to his father, Isaiah, to repent and confess 11 times. 11 times in one night, simply because this is what I can. I can run and say, I am tormented with my bad thoughts. And God delivered him at the end because of his sincerity in doing what he can. What is the excuse for us when we do not confess? Abuna is busy. This is not an excuse. I don't have time, it's not an excuse. If this is your part in this partnership, what is the excuse of not doing it? And also Saint Moses, knowing that he was a mighty man and he has a lot of power in himself, and this can be a source of all trouble, sexual thoughts and violence, everything. What can I do in order for me to subdue this flesh? I can serve others. He went every night carrying the pitchers of his fellow monks, walking for miles to fill it and come back while no one is aware of what he's doing. While doing this, God looked at this desire in his heart to change and gave him calms of his body, so he is not in a way tormented with the desires for fulfilling the lust of the flesh. He served it, God gave him what he cannot do. Staying in his cell, thinking, what can I do? It is not doable. Wouldn't get him anywhere. The fourth step is for us to change, we have to change the exposure and the atmosphere. If I look at adult things on the internet, it's very difficult that I go back and I say I want to become like a child. This exposure needs to change. And again, Saint Moses, because today this example before us, he cannot be living among the gangsters and thinking I'm going to be a good person among them. He had to be separated. He has to live in a different place. The exposure is a great influence for all of us, either to change in a positive or a negative way. The fifth step in the plan is what we say, what we call it, the undo practices. What are these undo practices? When we fast, what happened in fasting? Many, many blessings. One of them is to learn how not to satisfy the flesh. We learn it that whatever we seek, we get, and this is the instant gratification that the world is promoting. Fasting teaches us what? That not everything you want will receive. There is time for everything. Wait until the fasting is over. When I fast, I teach myself to undo this burden of whatever my flesh wants receives. Maybe you can do it on the level of the flesh in terms of eating. God will look at it and will give me what I cannot attain on my own. When we learn how to read what's holy and introduce something that's of positive input here, this also will be reflected in what kind of thoughts I'm going to meditate on. Positive input will lead to positive output. Trash in, trash out. And this is also one of the undo practices, to clean the head. The third undo practice is long prayers. We have no patience when it comes to prayer, but we have patience to stay and doing many, many other things. When we stand in prayer, learn how to be patient before God, this one of the undo practices that I give myself the time and the perseverance to wait for God to help me. When we abstain from sensual stimulation, this is one of also the practices that will undo what we learned. And by time, maybe I will still have the bad thoughts in my mind, but they are not as troubling. They are not as much trouble in pushing me to do what's evil. We cannot hinder a bird from coming and flying over our heads, but definitely we can stop them from building nests. The sixth step is to put away childish things. What do I mean by this? We need to become like children, but there are certain things we should not do it, and this is being a childish. This is what St. Paul said to the Corinthians. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Childish things are hindrances for us to convert, to regain the purity and simplicity of the children. What are these childish things? I have to learn how to stop blaming others for my problems. I have a problem, it is my problem. I have a certain feeling, it's my feeling. I have an issue, I have a challenge, it is my thing. We do not change as much as we blame others for our shortcomings, our failures, our problems. The second thing is to accept the consequences of one's actions. A sign of maturity is when I say, what I received is what I deserved. I did this, and then this is now fair treatment. From this point, we learn how to mature, how to take responsibility, and this is the beginning of the change of heart. The last step in stopping what's childish is to stop self-pity. Again, this is one of the things that hinder our change and converting to become like little children. Today, this verse, we should not just look at it and we let it go, because the Lord said, unless you convert and become like children, you by no means enter the kingdom of God. It's a condition we cannot afford to overlook or to dismiss. In order for us to come to this status of regaining our child heart status, this is something we can walk part of it, and the Lord will grant the rest. What is my part is, I have to be discontent with this status, that what we learn it, the evil that we learn it. I have to believe that God is the one who is going to change me. I come to Him in faith by prayer. I discern between what is my part in the plan and what is His. I have to change my exposure my day-to-day things, where I go, what I do, what I think, what I watch. I have to do undo practices like fasting, readings, longer prayers, abstaining from sensual stimulation, and have to put away childish things. May the Lord to grant us to become like little children so we can share with the saints their inheritance at the end of time. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.